Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I thought I would do a show on starting a daily practice when you're ready for a transformation. So you're trying to manifest something and you want a daily practice so you're staying grounded and pointed towards your desire. So here are my suggestions for a daily practice. If you are new to this program, I'm Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, then consider my Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Information on my services, including that package, can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so you're ready for a transformation. Something you want to manifest, something you want to change, something you want to transform in your life. So most of us, let's say we are wanting to lose weight, get a boyfriend, buy a place. We're going to go and do the most practical option first, right? We're going to join the weight loss program. We're going to clean out our pantry and focus on certain types of foods. We're going to join a dating app. We're going to get a real estate agent and start looking for a place. But there is some internal work that will make that journey so much more impactful and transformative and help you shift your reality faster. So first thing you can do in your daily practice, if you were going to work on a manifestation, I would say the first one is to start daily doing a fear dump. Look at any negative thoughts, any fears, doubts, worries that you have around that particular issue. Maybe you're afraid you won't stick with your program. Maybe you're afraid it's just not meant for you to be a certain size. Maybe it's not meant for you to live in that type of place. So I would really start looking at those fears daily, consistently, write it down, give yourself 5 to 10 minutes, then destroy the paper. And then the way I teach you to release on this program is you can burn it or you can submerge it in water, the paper, and recite this prayer. I release these fears for my highest and greatest good. Thank you, Spirit, for helping me clear this energy from my mind and life. I am now free. Or you can say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. So I would say daily do a fear dump, 5-10 minutes. You can do, if you want to do it all digitally, maybe you are, I was going to say commuting, but I guess commuting, a lot of people aren't commuting the way they used to. But you could do it just in the notes section on your phone during a commercial break on a show. Like, just be like, hey, these are all my fears today about this. And it might be a fear that consistently shows up, right? You can keep writing it down and keep writing it down and keep writing it down and clearing it till it no longer has power over you. I think some people think you only do releasing work once, when in fact releasing work is something that you can do again and again and again until that energy is fully and completely gone. I think people just expect, like, oh, I've released it, so I'm better. And it's all based on how you feel. If it's still lingering there, if you're still acting out of that fear, if you're still letting that fear hold you back, then keep releasing it. So do a fear dump, a releasing exercise every single day, 5-10 minutes, write everything down, don't worry about spelling and punctuation, destroy the paper, and then recite the prayer, I now release this for my highest and greatest good, I am now free. Number two, I would encourage you to listen to positive affirmation recordings as often as possible. You can start to write your own, but initially I would say just find one that resonates with you. I have lots of suggestions. We live in a great day and age where there are tons of recordings out there now. Find one and just make it your daily practice. Just listen, you know, just let it seep into the subconscious mind. I recommend choosing something that feels right to you. I love You Are Creators, had some great ones on YouTube. You Are Creators. that YouTube page has some brilliant affirmations for entrepreneurship, for money, personal development. Louise Hay is always a go-to for affirmations. Oh my gosh, I stumbled into, it was a book that was written by someone else. Mona Lisa Schultz, the medium, the medical medium. She had her and Louise collaborated. And Louise, there were some affirmations, long form affirmations that Louise had prepared for the book. Or maybe they were just in the book, I'm not sure. But they were amazing. Hands down, Louise Hay is masterful at creating affirmations. So I would definitely seek out some of her recordings. And then, of course, you can make your own. I have some on my website you can listen to as well, just as long as you feel it. It feels right to you. I listen to affirmations while I do chores. After I finish recording this podcast, I'm going to do some chores, and I will listen to my affirmations for the day. This is something, do it daily. Do it and listen in the shower. Make listening to affirmations a part of your routine. Listen at a low volume while you're working, taking a bath, chores. It just shifts things around. It's kind of miraculous the way that works. There's tons of stuff on YouTube, so really look for one that matches your vibe. Okay, next, in your daily practice, write down your vision every day. And now, if writing is powerful for you, write it. If visualizing is powerful for you, take time and sit and visualize your dream, your vision, your goal. Visualize it. What is your ideal life? What is the goal? What do you want? How will having it improve your life? Are there any adjustments that need to be made to your vision? This is one of the reasons why you write it down every day, is because as you move along in your journey, you'll get more and more clear. And if there's something that needs to shift around, you'll be able to make that shift. And it won't feel so jarring as you're going along. You're like, oh, I realize I don't really like that. Right, so commit to checking in with the vision every single day, whether you write it, you imagine it, meditate on it, speak it out loud to yourself, to God, but check in, refine, tune into the vision every day. And then next, breathe deeply. This is where most people would put in meditation, but I don't think meditation has to be a requirement. It can definitely be helpful. Breathing is wonderful, so breathe deeply daily, and imagine your inner light getting brighter and brighter and brighter. That's your magnetism, wider and wider and wider, meaning your light is growing. And with each breath, you're expanding your ability to receive. You're drawing everything you need to you to accomplish your goals. So you can do a meditation where you see yourself becoming increasingly more magnetic. You can do a quiet moment where you breathe deeply and feel yourself getting more and more magnetic. But the goal is to feel more and more powerful every day, that drawing to you what you want is easy, it is graceful, it's no big deal even. And this will help you find your vibrational alignment. Next, I'm going to say this, tune into your intuition. What do you need to know to move in the direction of your goal today? What messages or signs are you receiving? What are you being guided to do? The intuition is always guiding you to do something. Even when you turn over a card, it's guiding you to do something. And take that action. Do something every day that's in alignment with your goal. You can just go full on, just trusting your intuition. You can do your intuition and the practical stuff, but definitely do not dismiss the power of intuitive insight, intuitive action, the power of your intuition, because that will be where you can make lasting, transformative changes, changes that truly change your life. Changes that truly change your life. Yeah. Transform your life. It's how you become a butterfly, basically. So those are my suggestions for your daily practice. You can do it however way you want. Do something every single day. Out of this whole list, what I would say, it's going to surprise you, what I would say the most is to check in with the vision. Don't let a day go by where you don't check in with your vision. I want this. I want this around this time. I want this for this purpose. I believe in this. I know it is possible for me. Check in with the vision every single day. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.